in this slime bedroom picture.
I have not seen this particular slime bedroom picture. That's funny.
Fitting.
I mean, do we want to talk about a completely unrelated thing to us?
Why not?
There's this guy named Maddox we bring up every now and then. I don't know if we mentioned him last episode. I think we said something about him. Anyway, this picture of his bedroom leaked out off of a fucking Zillow set. Like this, the townhomes he's living in.
The real estate listing website.
Anyway, his bedroom is an embarrassment to humankind. It looks like a fucking...
I mean, it's fine if you're a teenager.
Yeah, or if you're in college and, like, you got no money, so that's why you have cardboard fucking... Look, the bedspread he has, he's got a fucking slime from Dragon Quest bedspread. It's just a big blue bedspread with the creepiest smiley face ever on it. At first glance, you look at that and go, that's embarrassing. But then as you look at the picture, that's the blankets are fine.
Right.
Everything else in the room is awful. The blankets on their own, if you had a nice room with that blanket, I'm like, saying, oh, that's a silly tchotchke.
The curtain hanging up, separating him from his studio.
The fucking, like...
Studio.
The dry cleaner clothes rack that's just dangling from that curtain that he keeps all of his clothes on, exposed to the room.
I don't understand what the problem is.
His cardboard end tables.
Those are pretty pro. There's
cardboard boxes set next to his bed like a fucking crack house.
The shark decals that aren't even sticking to the wall.
Just cut out paper sharks stickied above his bed. Look, as a man who has professional wrestling belts hanging from his walls, there's a right way to do childish things in your bedroom and a wrong one.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
It's pretty fucking funny.
Paper cutouts of anything on your walls are no go after like age 19, buddy.
I like to ask your mom, sister, or girlfriend.
Oh, I did that.
Did you?
I asked April.
Yeah.
She didn't like the blanket at all. Ask any ladies you know.
Yep. And then show them the face of the person who lives in that room. They're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't do that part.
It's fucking great.
Didn't need to get that far, but yeah. I was trying to find the picture of him crying on the Doug to Naples show, and that was the picture I was going to use for him.
On the what?
Maddox was on Doug to Naples one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like crying because people keep fucking with him about it.
Oh, really?
Also, the other one that I really wanted to find was when he was on Drunken Peasants, maybe? And somebody did a thing, like somebody's super chat was something about like the super chat asked if they would be mad if one of their friends fucked their ex from 3 years ago. And they're all like, no, what a kind of bitch would do that. And Maddox's face is just like, you can see the moment his heart breaks. It's phenomenal.
I can't imagine how a person gets to that point.
No.
And behaves that way.
No. And has no self-awareness about it at all.
It's a very clear mental destabilization of some sort.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine he was probably always an asshole, but I can't imagine he was always this fucking crazy.
Right.
But maybe he was.
Yeah, because, like, the most recent fucking... He had a couple of good zingers, at least. I'm like, hey, he did something funny for...
You tried?
The first time in 5 years.
You made an effort.
You know, the boy and his mob.
Yeah.
Video game picture.
I guess. Yeah, it's fine. It was well done.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. It was funny because the fucking boy had a really tiny face.
That was the funniest part.
That was the funniest part.
Like, all right, that's good. You still follow the fandom. Mm-hmm. You know what's going on. You know what the memes are. You're a big fan of Dick Masterson's show, clearly.
I mean, he clearly fucking listens to it all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, how would he even hear about any of this stuff if he didn't follow any of it? Well, I guess Dick's fucking sped fans going and doxing him.
Yeah.
That whole thing, people like, it's public information. I'm like, yeah, I get that. But, you know, maybe just not be that person.
Yeah.
Like, there's a balance, I think, there. And because the dude, the Maddox... fucking gave out the guy's employer, and everybody's like, oh, how dare he? I'm like,
what are you gonna do?
I mean, they're both clearly public information.
Yeah.
So you can't be mad at one and not the other.
Right.
I guess. Like, how about you both shut the fuck up? Goddamn fucking Spurgs.
Yeah. Spurgs on the internet.
You have to have a really high IQ to understand Maddox spaghetti, apparently.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
It's fucking hilarious, though. It's so goddamn funny to watch. Nope, it's fine. Don't worry.
Yep, nothing happened.
And yeah. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Hey. So I just heard a thing.
Okay, shoot.
Okay, so I'm not... I heard this podcast clip. I don't remember what fucking podcast it was from. Some bullshit hip-hop fucking bunch of Cardi B and some other fucking idiots talking. They're talking politics.
Yeah.
I really believe that we are given too many freedoms in this country. Because they're complaining about all the country bumpkins,
yeah,
who vote because they're scared of a black man taking over the country. I'm like, didn't we vote a black man in for two terms? I'm confused. Anyway, but they're talking about, like, Hillary Clinton won the election. She didn't lose it. And one of the guys said, yeah, but she didn't go for the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person was like, yeah, but would the Electoral College even vote for a woman? I'm like, everything about what you're saying is incorrect.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
No idea what you're talking about.
Electoral College.
Right. Well, whatever.
Not electoral.
Look, my mom says orange. What are you going to do?
And the Electoral College doesn't vote per se. It follows the popular vote in almost every instance.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't have to, though. Fun fact. It doesn't actually.
Some states it does.
Does it?
Yep. Yeah. There's some states who have said you absolutely have to. But
it's never gone against itself, no, I don't think.
Because it doesn't need to.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, they already rigged the elections.
It didn't need to because, you know, Hillary Clinton wasn't going to win.
Right. What a shit show.
Ah, fuck, dude. It just, I don't know. I hear that and I'm like, oh, a lot of people listen to these fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And
also, for a party that's all about women of color, they sure are burying the fucking only woman of color.
No, there's two women of color.
Oh, yeah, but the other one's awful.
I know. She's a fucking monster. She's a literal monster.
Yeah.
And has an obnoxious voice.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
But they're also burying her under Elizabeth Warren.
Well, yeah, because I don't know why they want the old white lady.
I mean,
the old white lady who appropriated somebody else's culture.
Right.
Fucking brilliant.
Well,
holy shit.
I mean, that sums up their entire party. They're full of shit.
I know they are.
All they do is appropriate culture.
I did like Tulsi's response to...
what did Hillary Clinton say to get...
She called her a Russian asset.
Wow.
Yep. Like straight out. It's like, oh, she's a Russian asset. She's been groomed by the Russians and that put there because,
wow.
Yep. So it's funny because, you know, when Obama was in office, everything was George Soros.
Yeah.
The Republicans were blaming George Soros for all the bad things going on in the world.
Yeah.
And now that Donald Trump's in office, a Republican, the Democrats are all blaming the Russians.
So the Russians are the George Soros?
Like, everybody needs their fucking boogeyman. And it's irritating.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the boogeyman is you.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about you're the fucking boogeyman, idiots?
Right.
Fuck me.
But Russia.
God damn. Well, yeah.
Also, our allies in Syria. We got to worry about the allies in Syria all of a sudden.
Right. Yeah. That part was irritating. That's one of the things. So, Tulsi Gabbard posted something that she said something about that during the debate. And was like, all of a sudden, now we have to be careful how we pull out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I'm confused now. And then I read what she said. I'm like, I mean, I guess I can see it from that manner. It was basically like, don't just fucking say, here you go, Turkey, take over the border.
Yeah.
All right.
Say nothing.
That's fine. I mean, yeah.
Just get out.
And she kept saying, she's like, this is on Donald Trump's hands. I'm like, how about it's on the fucking Democrats' hands?
Yeah.
Who fucking started this shit? You know, when they had the power in the government, you know, in the executive and the fucking legislative.
What? No.
What the fuck?
No war for oil.
The whole ISIS thing?
I mean, no.
All Democrat. But that's,
war for oil.
But that's the thing. Democrats, they were the ISIS.
Oh, I know.
That's their war.
Oh, I know.
So, I mean, you know. But Colin, my other question to my other question to that is, how come nobody's saying shit in the international community to Turkey going, what the fuck?
Well, Turkey's not doing anything wrong. They're fine.
Apparently fucking not. But apparently they are.
They're just trying to return all those Syrian refugees to their home.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it. It's like very...
Colin, it's not Edrigan. What's his name?
Erdogan.
It's not his fault he's invading Syria. It's Donald Trump's, obviously.
Right.
Did you see how Donald Trump dressed Syria? He made Syria ask for it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that what he did?
The Turks can't help themselves when they see Syria walking around wearing so few American soldiers. Jesus. Right? That's what we're saying here, right?
So you're saying Syria does not consent?
I mean,
they do not consent to the Turkish penetration into their border,
but they were asking for it.
I mean,
by not wearing American soldiers.
Okay. Makes sense. I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
Why do we need to continue being the world police? And I'm like, if that's the case, we're never going to be able to pull out because it's never going to be the right time to do so.
Yeah. You never pull out. Just finish inside, Colin. Right. That's the lesson here.
Fuck, I guess.
Just impregnate Syria with more fucking conflict babies.
Right.
So we have something to do over there forever. You've read fucking 1984, right?
No, I haven't.
I should. Because the backdrop of that book is a perpetual war in the Middle East and Northern Africa.
Oh, what? Who'da?
Literally.
It's weird.
With constantly shifting allies between Russia and like Asia.
I wonder
Asia.
If the people that are involved in those wars have read that book.
I mean, they apparently thought it was a blueprint because they're fucking following it to the goddamn T. It's eerie how fucking, what's the word, prescient? Is that?
I don't know that word.
I'm pretty sure that's the right word. Somebody smarter than me write in and tell me.
That fucking Batman up there is jacked as fuck.
Oh, the Dark Knight Batman? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like 55, buff as shit.
No, that one.
Oh, yeah. That's, I don't remember the name. That's World's Finest Comics. I can't remember the name of the series it's from.
Sorry, he's just got like those.
Yeah, it's okay. I get it.
He's got those side abs. Like, nobody has those.
I mean, John Cena does.
Well, that's not, God, he's looking old. He's looking so old.
John Cena?
Yeah.
You shut your fucking mouth.
He does, dude.
You shut your whore mouth.
He grew his hair out and like,
well, it's the hair.
Made him look really
old. The hair
old.
Is bad.
It is bad. It's like a fucking bowl cut.
Yeah.
It's like the haircut I tried having in like freshman year of high school.
I don't know what he's thinking.
I don't either. I mean, I'm sure it's... Yeah, I don't get it. Just go with the fucking crew cut, dude.
Yeah,
it looks good.
You look great.
You rock it.
But...
Rocking it hard.
You got the weird dad cut. Maybe he's got a kid on the way, so he's got the dad cut.
Maybe. Banging the Bella sister?
Not anymore. No. He's banging some other chick now. The Bella is dating some gymnast, and she keeps throwing shade on fucking, like, her social media profiles about how gymnasts fuck so much better than anybody else she's ever fucked.
Oh.
Like, well, I'm glad you retired from wrestling, because John Cena would bury you now.
She's fucking not. They were both awful.
I mean, yes.
The Bella twins.
Yes. They can't fucking hang with the current crowd of fucking female
wrestlers.
They
couldn't hang with who was there then, and they were like the top stars.
That's pretty embarrassing, because who was there then was pretty fucking bad.
Well, I mean, there was two good ones.
Yeah, it was
Natalya and AJ Lee. That was it.
Yeah.
I mean, the rest of it is, I mean, there's a few who came and went now and then, but
yeah,
it was fucking bad. Speaking of wrestling, I, for whatever reason, just watched a bunch of shit on YouTube.
Yeah.
Wrestling things, you know.
Cool.
Whatever. I watched AEW Dark.
I don't know what that is.
AEW Dark. It was what they called. Apparently, they're like theming their fucking TNT shows.
Okay.
That's they had a full episode on YouTube. So I was watching it. And
I mean, Dark is not their TNT show.
I mean, they had fucking TNT microphones.
I mean, I believe that because they're not going to get different equipment for.
It was like they fucking do a live show and Dark is just like.
It's probably what they record before and after.
Dark matches. Even though that's not a dark match when you record it.
Yeah.
Because it could have been different. Yeah, maybe it was. Because
they also have another show called. Being the Elite. That's like a scripted behind the scenes. It's kind of like a Muppet Show type thing where they show how they're making the show, but it's also scripted. So it's like a second level of fucking kayfabe.
Mm. I watched, I didn't watch the whole thing because the first match was really good. It had, I can't remember their names now. The librarian guy.
Okay.
Who'd walk out and talk shit and go, shh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. It's kind of funny. It's a stupid gimmick.
Yeah.
I appreciate really stupid gimmicks.
Yeah, most of it is just him and her shushing each other.
Yeah.
Because there's a male librarian and a female librarian
for some reason. She's blue pants?
She was in NXT for a while, and she didn't have a name in NXT. They just called her Blue Pants.
Gotcha.
She brought in as enhancement talent by Enzo and Cass at one point, and they just introduced her as Blue Pants. And then it stuck, and she got super fucking over.
That's funny.
So they wrestled a few matches with her, but she was never officially NXT. She was just doing like contract work, basically.
And they had like this super flamboyantly gay black dude who could fucking jump off the top rope and land the splits on somebody.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. He's fine.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, it's, you know, he's just really fucking flexible.
Yeah.
And really, really gay.
Yeah.
Like extra gay.
Right. Well, that happens.
Plus three.
He tried to be Velveteen Dream and went a little too far with it.
I mean, I think that's just him.
Yeah, maybe.
It felt natural. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe. And then there's a fucking 8-man tag, which I'm like, does every match have to be a multi-person match, like more than two?
Yeah. Well, it does when you're trying to get as many people on TV as possible for reasons. I don't need it. Neither do I.
Just do lumberjack matches then.
Don't ever do another lumberjack match ever.
No?
God, they did one of those recently on, I think, SmackDown, maybe.
Oh, did they?
It was fucking awful.
It's so dumb. It's really dumb because then you'll have the two guys wrestling and they're like, oh, they fucking break through all these giant wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
You're really underselling all the lumberjacks when you do these matches.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Which is fine when all the lumberjacks are fucking mid-cards in the 80s and the match is fucking Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant or whatever.
Yeah.
Silly fucking thing you're doing. But when it's a bunch of guys you're also trying to establish as relevant, like when Braun Strowman is a lumberjack and somebody breaks free from him, I'm like, maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't get what Vince McMahon's doing with Braun Strowman.
It's not as bad as whatever he's doing with fucking Bray Wyatt.
I'm sure, because he's fucking been doing that to Bray Wyatt for...
Well, they spent the past 6 months trying to fix everything they've done with Bray Wyatt, right? They started this Firefly Funhouse.
After spending the past 6 years breaking everything they did with Bray Wyatt?
Yeah. So they're trying to rebuild him.
Mm-hmm.
They started this Firefly Funhouse thing where he's basically Pee Wee Herman.
Just dumb.
It's funny. I like it.
Is it?
Yeah. If you like The Librarian, you'd like Firefly Funhouse.
I've seen it.
It's better than that.
Eh.
But then there's a dark side to him where he comes out in this fucking, it looks like the Joker's mask. And he's the Undertaker, but even more unstoppable. He's like all the powers of the Undertaker and Kane, but like he can't be pinned. Like it's impossible. So he's just murdering people left and right. Not in any matches, but just running out to the ring and fucking killing the shit out of people. And then finally he had his first match recently. He had one against Finn Balor that was just a squash match. He just like one move killed Finn. So he comes out and he fights Seth Rollins at Hell in the Cell. And Seth Rollins does like six fucking curb stomps in a row to him and he kicks out at one.
Yeah.
Like that's what we're doing with Bray Wyatt now.
Yeah, but I mean.
But then he keeps on doing curb stomps to him and then he hits him in the face. Like he piles a bunch of chairs on his face and then smacks the pile of chairs with a sledgehammer. Seth Rollins does.
That's how you make sledgehammers work.
Right. But then they
spread the blowout.
They ended the match on a no contest and basically disqualified Seth Rollins in a Hell in the Cell.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they're going to put fucking Bray Wyatt on a stretcher and he fucking gets back up and beats the shit out of Seth Rollins. So they didn't have to have him lose and he still looks like a monster. But then now they're in. Oh, and then Seth Rollins burns down the Firefly Funhouse. So they killed that.
Okay.
And then they're having a match at the Saudi show that Bray Wyatt can't win because he's going to SmackDown and they need the Universal title to stay on Raw. So he's going to lose. So they did all of this.
Or he wins.
If he wins, then both titles are on.
Brock goes over back to fucking.
He's already been drafted to SmackDown.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
It does when you're on Fox and you want to leave him on the fucking televised network show. So either they're going to put both titles on fucking SmackDown. Wait,
put him on the televised network show? You mean one time every 3 months he's on there?
Still.
I guess.
You want that.
I guess.
You definitely want that. Like, if John Cena comes back, he'll be on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do with Bray Wyatt. So either he wins and both titles are on SmackDown, or he doesn't win and then they can just fucking, they might as well just give him to AEW because nobody can take him seriously again. Because this is the strongest he's ever been, and if he's just going to lose out the gate twice.
Yeah, well, you know. Maybe they'll have Kane come back and he'll job to Kane. Wouldn't that be fine?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd maybe be he can win the 24/7 title.
From K-Quick.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And that's what we're doing now in wrestling. I don't understand it, but that's what we're doing.
Nope, it's pretty stupid.
So what'd you do this week?
Watched a lot of wrestling stuff, and I went to the zoo last night.
Yeah.
To Ghouls and Glow.
Oh, that sounds fun. I want to go.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, none of the shit outside, like the attractions were cool, but it was kind of neat being able to fucking walk around the zoo at night.
Yeah.
Got to go to the Kingdom of the Night.
Yeah. Was it all lit up?
No, it was still dark.
Oh.
But
because they light it up at night.
Yeah. Cycle them.
Yeah.
No. It's funny because I don't think they did it for that. I think they did it for the jungle, which I didn't get a chance to go into because they closed that at 9. And
yeah,
we had to fucking stop and watch some fire performers. Because
you should put your face better into that microphone.
Because that's what you do at a zoo, is go watch people
play spin fire. Why not? That sounds like a good time.
I mean, I wanted to go to the jungle.
Yeah, well, you should have gone to the jungle first.
I should have. I didn't realize it closed at 9 until too late.
Wow, sounds like poor planning.
I mean, yeah.
I have no respect for poor planning, Colin. I've
never been there, so.
You've never been to the zoo?
Not at night.
Oh, that's fair. I mean, you could have looked ahead.
I mean, well, no, because they didn't really fucking, they gave you a map there.
Yeah.
And they didn't really.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, like, none of the shit about it was clear online, because I saw people coming in, all these kids with costumes and shit. I'm like, there's nothing said about costumes. You know, they had their bags and trick-or-treating. There's none of that. I'm like,
oh, weird.
Okay. This is
poorly fucking organized, apparently.
I mean, it wasn't. It was just poorly fucking advertised. Messaged?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. The Desert Dome looked fucking sweet and had a bunch of, you know, shit lit up around it, trees and stuff.
Neat.
Yeah, it was cool. It was kind of expensive.
Yeah.
It's like fucking $15 a person.
Oh, that's actually cheaper than normal entry.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like $20 a person normally.
No, I mean, this is for members.
Oh. Oh.
Also, okay. You get to see less than quarter of the zoo.
Yeah.
Most of it was closed.
Sounds like a rip. Sounds stupid. Just go on a normal day, I guess, mean, is that's the lesson.
Kind of what I.
Next time I go, I want to ride the train. We didn't ride the train when I went last time.
I've never ridden the train.
I've done the Sky Tram.
I guess that's true. I did do it when I was really fucking young, like a field trip in school.
Yeah.
I rode the Sky Tram. That was actually pretty fun.
No. No, it wasn't.
It's not that fucking bad.
No, it wasn't.
Have you been on it?
It wasn't fun at all, Colin.
Did you go on it?
I will never go on it.
It's not bad.
You'll just go like this one day. Just do it, whoops, and then you slide out the fucking bottom of it, and then you're dead forever because you slid out the bottom of it, and you smacked your head on the top of the Lion Mountain, and then the lion ate your corpse.
I mean, what would be a more fucking metal way to go?
I don't want to go. At least, you know, okay, why? So that's a lie.
Right? I do want to go. What the fuck?
I don't want to be hurt. I don't want it to hurt.
If you smack your head, it won't hurt.
Well, what if I only smack my ribs and then I'm just laying there bleeding to death while the lion eats me? Because
you've done, like, backyard wrestling. You know how to land. So you'll, like, tuck your chin when you fall.
Right.
And not break your neck or hit your head.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll do it on accident. I'll be like, just my years of training will kick in to protect myself. And I'll take
years of training.
I'll take and I'll slap right when I land, but it'll shatter my wrist.
Yeah. That sounds good. I don't know, man. Fucking.
No, fuck no, dude. I hate.
Unless Shane McMahon and the Hardys have been doing that shit for years.
Do they have seat belts?
Yeah, it's a fucking big bar that comes across. That doesn't count.
The big bar doesn't do shit. You can slide right under it.
You are not sliding under that fucking thing. Trevor,
I've
fucking seen you. You're not sliding under that bar.
You'd be amazed what I can squeeze through, buddy. I'm like a fucking cat. I may look big and fat, but I'll just squeeze right through the narrowest gap.
Well, don't fucking squeeze through it.
I won't do it on purpose. It's just, that's what happens. I just slide out like fucking Jell-O.
Just going to break the fucking chair.
Or that, and then the whole thing plummets down.
I don't know. It's fine. It's cool because you go over the fucking lions.
So you'll go on that, but you won't go on a fucking roller coaster where you're all strapped in and your feet aren't dangling?
That's different.
It's fucking way less scary.
No, it's not.
Have you ever been on one?
They move too much.
I'll make you a deal.
They go whoosh, 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 whoosh.
I'd rather go whoosh, 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 whoosh than swinging in the wind like this.
You swing
up to like a 90 degree angle and then you slide right out of the fucking chair. There's no sliding out of a roller coaster.
There's no swinging in the fucking sky tram.
Just the wind blows you and you're like, whoa, and it blows you right out of the fucking wood chair.
That's not what happened at all.
No, but it's what would happen to me.
I mean, good.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Maybe if you go to the zoo and you're thinking about it and you feel large gusts of wind, just don't do it.
Yeah.
How about that?
I will just do that. I will just don't do it. How about that? Fuck that thing.
I guess that's fair.
But the point is, I want to go on the train. Like, it'd be fun. Also, it's amazing, like, none of the zoo is still there. Like, none of the zoo from when I was a little kid is there anymore. Like, it's all been replaced at this point. Mm-hmm. What? What'd you get?
Oh, nothing. I just fucking text message.
Yeah. Well, you can't make that face and not share it on the air, buddy.
I mean, I'm not sharing it on the air. I'll tell you later.
Fuck. Yeah. Anyway. So you went to the zoo. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was fine. There's way too many kids.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I could just have the zoo to myself.
It's expensive, but I think you can do that.
Me and the animals.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of people. That's fine. There could be enough people there that I just don't have to see any of them.
You got to go on like a Wednesday morning once school is back in.
I know. And fuck, dude. No, because people fucking just still keep their kids out of school and go to the zoo.
Well, all those people should be arrested.
Well, when we were going, we went a few times. It was like, a Wednesday in like the late afternoon. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Only thing that sucks is they like close the fucking North Gate real early. So if you park down there, whoops.
Is the North Gate the one that used to be by the petting zoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't ever go in that gate anyway.
Yeah. There's just more parking down there.
There is parking fucking everywhere now.
I didn't know up where the Rosenblatt spot was, there's parking up there.
Well, that's what they tore the stadium down for. That's the entire reason they tore it down.
I just thought they were going to put more shit up.
No. They tore that down for parking because their parking was shit.
Yeah, okay.
So that's all just parking lot. The entire Rosenblatt Stadium is parking lots now.
Yeah, I know.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is pretty nice, actually.
No, that's all parking lots. All the new shit they're putting in, they're building backwards, like away from that.
Mm.
And it just keeps expanding backwards.
Yeah. The fucking zoo is crazy.
It's fucking big, man.
It is.
Like, it was big before, but like all that fucking African safari and Asian highlands shit.
You know where those Lime scooters would be fucking perfect?
At the
goddamn zoo.
That's brilliant.
That's the fucking place they don't have them.
The zoo should just rent scooters. They used to rent something like that, I think. Maybe they just rented strollers. I don't know.
No, they rent strollers. That's something that there's definitely too much of.
Yeah. Children?
Yes, I children. Agree. Send them all home.
Like, they'd have to govern the shit out of them. They could only move, like, 4 or 5 miles an hour, but...
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine.
That would be brilliant.
The less walking I have to do, the better.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, you can just get the golf cart tour. They do a golf cart tour as well as a train tour.
Yeah, they have the little fucking, the road tram.
Yeah.
Yep. So, did the zoo. Did, what the fuck else did I do this week? Not much, honestly. No. I went through and uninstalled a bunch of games on my Xbox.
Yeah.
Because I don't play anything.
Sure. It's a bad console with bad games.
No, it's got good games. I bought the Banner Saga trilogy, so I think I'm going to uninstall that and try to play it.
Right on.
I don't know. I've been wanting to play a game, and I'm just like... I never have the fucking focus to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm currently playing a game called Until Dawn.
Yeah.
That is a game I bought my PlayStation for originally, like 3 years ago, and I finally started it. And it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's the game David Cage wanted to make when he kept making all those bad games.
Okay.
David Cage made Detroit. Did I talk about Detroit Become Human? Yeah, that was David Cage. That's what he does, is makes these weird interactive movie games that are dog shit, and they're written poorly, and they're cliche as fuck, and usually acted by French Canadians trying to speak English with fucked up accents, saying things like origami killer.
Okay.
Anyway, this game is exactly one of those, but a horror game and not made by David Cage, so it's fucking awesome.
There's a game I never beat. I was looking at last night. I was like, maybe I should try to play that again. Murdered Soul Suspect. That Square Enix game.
I don't know if I'm aware of this game.
It was free on Xbox Live one month.
Huh.
And I download it. It was a pretty cool game. You're a detective.
Yeah.
But you're dead.
Yeah.
And you're trying to figure out how the fuck you died.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
And it's a Squeenix game, so, you know, it's going to be of relative quality.
Not anymore, buddy. Did you see that Quiet Man game?
No.
Ooh. Look up shit about The Quiet Man. It's garbage.
Is it based off the John Wayne movie, The Quiet Man?
No.
Oh.
It's a deaf guy who's karate fight. It's basically like the idea of The Bouncer, where it's just like a beat 'em up.
Oh, the great game. Great Square.
Maybe. Game. This is not.
Oh, really?
It's glitchy. It's broken. Half the time the shit doesn't work.
This game was definitely not that. Yeah.
The acting is all terrible, but half of it you can't hear because sometimes they just mute all the audio because you're deaf.
Okay.
It's stupid.
Just get that Murdered. I think it's Murdered Soul Suspect.
All right, I'll give that a try.
It's like an under $20 game.
All right, so. I'm playing through this game right now, and then when I'm done with that, maybe I'll get it for Extra Life.
There you go. Yeah, because I don't think it's going to be a super long game.
Yeah. So. I've also been watching lots of bad horror movies. I'm in bad horror movie mode.
Yeah, nice.
Watching just shit tons of found footage films.
Ugh.
I would say 90% of them are unwatchable trash, but a couple of them are gems.
Garbage.
Watched one directed by Bobcat Goldthwait the other day about a couple like trekking through the woods to find the original like Bigfoot film. You know, the famous Bigfoot film where he turns around and looks backwards. They're retracing the steps to that place, and then they get murdered by Bigfoots. It's pretty good. Wow. This is pretty good. Very Blair Witchy.
That fucking, so, that the Gimli, something Gimli footage was that Bigfoot movie?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that?
No.
So.
I mean, I know a couple of guys rented a fucking ape suit and then recorded themselves walking in the jungle to, and said,
well, the best part about it is, the video came out and everyone's like, oh my God, it's gotta be real. Look at the way he walks. But then, like, the guy who, one of the two guys, there's a video of him walking and he walks exactly like that with his arm all fucking swingy.
That's funny.
But even better part is like these guys put it out is like, oh, look what we got. Oh, it's super serious. So the camera they bought, they used a bad check to buy it. Like nothing about them was above board. It was all
of course
like,
not.
You guys are complete fucking dog shit trash.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's funny because people are still like, oh, I don't know. I think I might believe it.
Well, yeah. People are idiots.
Why would you believe that?
Because people need to believe in stupid shit.
Just believe in God.
Well, lots of them do, and you see where that gets us.
I know. That's true.
It's the same thing.
I don't know.
Bigfoot. I can't wait for the big Bigfoot wars.
Bigfoot could be real.
No, he couldn't.
Hey, absolutely could. He's probably not.
No, he literally couldn't.
No, I mean, literally something like that has existed on the planet.
Sure.
Gigantopithecus, I think it's called.
Is that just a big monkey?
There
are gorillas.
It's in the ape family. Bigger. It's like a 7 or 8 foot fucking ape.
I guess if you want to say a gorilla broke out of a zoo and wandered around the forest and that's Bigfoot, you could say that.
I don't know. And people are retarded.
Yes.
I think that's the boiled down point. I'm looking for... I think I got a...
Let me think if I did anything else. You didn't even ask me, dickhead.
Okay, you started talking. You already started talking about it.
I went and got my pictures taken yesterday.
Your pictures taken?
Family fucking pictures, because...
Oh, my God.
My mom still thinks we're all children.
My family has never done that, so... Lucky us.
I'm jealous.
We love
everybody
each other.
Was fucking sick.
So good. So now you're going to be sick?
No, I fucking bought... I bought masks. I wore a mask.
Did you really?
I only took it off to take the pictures and put it right back on. I had fucking hand sanitizer. I was bathing the whole fucking time I was there. And when we weren't actively taking pictures, I was like 30 feet away from everybody. I'm like, don't fucking come near me or I'll leave. I ain't getting sick because all you fucking children are disease factories. Stay the fuck away from
me. Kids are fucking horrible when it comes to that.
Goddamn. And there's like 20 of them.
Yeah.
Too fucking many children. I was pissed. When I found out. They messaged us, we're in here. And I'm like, my sister says something about being sick and all the kids being sick. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And we're not canceling this. Why? Oh, I fucking hate you all. I was pissed. So yeah, I went to the store and bought some fucking them 3M masks. And so
you look like an Asian person.
I don't give a shit.
Like, I want no bird flu. No bird flu for me.
I'm not sick, so.
Yet.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
If I get sick, I'm fucking told Sam she's paying my mortgage next month. I'm like, well, if I can't go to work, it's on you, bitch. Paying my fucking bills. Hope it's worth it for your stupid shit.
Yeah. You know.
Pissed. Fuck, man. Families.
Yeah. They're pretty something else. That's for sure.
That's it. And I caught up on Always Sunny this weekend.
I live next door to my dad.
Yeah.
You know when the last time I talked to him was?
No.
Like a week ago.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Yeah, we're both kind of the same person, yeah. It turns out.
That sounds pretty all right.
Like, we're fine.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I don't need you. Stay inside.
If I see him out there, hey, how's it going? All right.
Leave me alone.
See you later.
My fucking Sam messages me the other day. Just randomly out of the blue, she fucking sends me like a link to some like Airbnb like fucking mansion. That's like, I don't know. It's like a fucking some big fancy hotel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. What? Why are you set? Why? What? What is this? It's like family vacay. It's like some place in fucking like Fort Collins or Detroit or Denver or whatever. Somewhere in fucking Colorado. Somewhere mm-hmm. in the mountains. I'm like, I'm good. Why are you including me on this? She's like, well, you don't want to go? I'm like, I think I made it pretty fucking clear. I'm never leaving the state again. Why do you keep sending me this shit? Like, I'm going to fucking go on vacation to Colorado.
I mean.
And listen to my family fight for a week.
I was going
to
say, if you're going to go, you're not going to go with them.
Right. I love my family. I'm not spending a week in a fucking cabin with them because that'll be a goddamn nightmare of why they fight.
I have tried to explain this to Doria.
Yeah.
Because she's going on vacation to fucking the Redwoods.
Yeah.
With her family next year. And I'm
that sounds like a great time.
No. Which kind of sucks because I sort of wanted to do that myself. But
yeah.
I don't want to do that with that. I'm like.
Go the next week.
She was like, but I don't remember what she said. I'm like, I said exactly the same thing you did. I love my family. I do not want to spend a fucking week with them.
No.
There's a reason we don't live together.
Right.
Because
they're great.
Yeah.
But they fucking fight constantly, which is funny.
Sure.
Like
you can leave at any time.
Yes. My family is like the fucking gang from Sunny in real life.
Yeah.
Complete with the firearms.
Yeah.
But no, No, I'm not spending a week in a cabin with you. Listen, you fight over whether we're going ATVing or paintballing that day or whatever fucking inane shit. Right.
Go getting do whatever sick the fuck you want. I don't care. 10
fucking kids getting me sick. Meanwhile, I just want to be at home fucking in my bed watching porn.
I might get a free trip to somewhere for training.
Ooh.
Yeah. So apparently there's training I have to do, and they have a three-day course. One in Dallas, one in Fort Lauderdale, and Denver, and Las Vegas, I think, are the
fun
places. I'm like, I don't really have any desire to go to Vegas, though.
No. Not since the Star Trek Experience has been gone. It sucks there. It's just fucking hot.
That would be stupid.
Yeah. The Star Trek Experience, if that was still there, I'd be like, go fucking 100% go, because that was one of the coolest things I've ever done in my life. Nothing else there was interesting at all.
I'd go see Penn and Teller. That'd be fun.
Yeah, sure.
I like them.
The whole city just looks sad.
Yeah.
It's like all these fucking expensive, great ideas that are barely maintained, so it's all just kind of looks... It's like from a distance it looks cool, and then like, oh, all the paint's cracking and half of these light bulbs are burned out kind of situation.
Gotcha.
Like, it's just like, oh, right.
Gotcha.
You spend $1 billion building this building, and then like, you know, what are you going to do? Can't paint it every year.
Yeah. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know anybody. I think Denver would be the only place I'd actually know somebody where I could be like, hey, let's
go. Also, even something. If you don't know anybody in Denver, you can at least just, hey, I'm going to go for a hike in the mountains. It's like an hour outside of town, but if you got a couple hours out one night, you can go see the mountains. They're pretty.
Yeah.
Denver itself is,
It's
fucking huge and like,
everything's 40 minutes away, as you said.
Yeah.
Fuck. So I don't know when that's going to happen, but free trip, I guess. That's cool.
They have that bar from that movie in Denver, though.
Dumb and Dumber?
No, the bar with the girls, they're dancing on the tables. And
Showgirls?
Piper Perabo says, like, sprays somebody with water, and he was, like, the manager. I've only seen the trailer.
Is that fucking...
Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
That's the one. They have one of those there. We went. It was the saddest fucking thing ever seen in my life.
Yeah, was it the saddest thing you've seen in your life, or was it American Dream worse than that?
I think it was worse.
Holy fuck. Nothing's worse than that place.
There were at least people at American Dream.
Oh, wow.
There was me, my brother, the other dude we were with, and I think two other customers in this bar, while a chick would every now and then dance on the counter for nobody. And I'm like, I mean, the women were all hot. Like, they were hot-ass chicks.
I'm sure there were.
But there was nobody in there.
Aww.
And it was Friday night.
Ouch.
Yeah. I'm like, well, this is embarrassing. We should go anywhere else.
Which is funny, because don't you usually want to be places where people aren't at?
Yeah, but that was too sad. Like, these pretend strippers who aren't actually stripping for nobody. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, America?
That's pretty funny.
It was sad. It was fucking hilarious.
I guess I sold a bunch of stuff this week.
That's
cool. Sold a turntable.
Nice.
Some other equipment. Got some free stereo equipment.
Yeah.
Like, really 2005, like, high-end audio-video gear.
Yeah.
So, like, it's all obsolete as fuck, but it's all, like a DVD player that was $2,200.
Yeah.
An old, like, probably the first HDMI home theater receiver from 2005.
Nice.
It was, like, a $3,800 receiver.
Sure.
And, I mean, it's just 80 pounds and kind of fucking dumb now.
Well, if it's HDMI, it's probably mostly useless now. Like, you can use it, but, like, a lot of the... Like, you probably can't watch Blu-rays on it if it's a first-gen HDMI.
I don't know.
It probably doesn't output 1080.
Or not pure. It does 1080 upscaling.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, so...
Because
I'll sell it. Somebody will want it for the fucking power it puts out.
Because HDMI... HDMI changes, like, every few years. Like, even what I have probably wouldn't work for a 4K TV. it definitely doesn't work for through my 3D TV. If I want to do my 3D features, I have to hook up straight to the TV.
Gotcha.
Which you do a lot of, right?
Not so much, but on occasion I will, like, I have Jurassic Park in 3D.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool. And honestly, I have Shadow of the Colossus on PlayStation 3, and that has 3D. And that's the best use of 3D I've ever seen in anything, because the fucking monsters are so goddamn big, and it really,
gotcha,
the scale really works like that.
Hmm.
But no, anymore, everything that I would do like that is VR, and I have the VR headset, so.
Right.
Vamp for a second. I'm going to go grab the email box that I forgot to grab.
I got a story here. Cape Coral, Florida. A flag supporting President Donald Trump's re-election is causing some controversy in a Southwest Florida neighborhood. A neighbor wants the owner to take it down, calling it disrespectful. However, the owner refuses, saying it's freedom of speech. I mean, she's right.
Yeah.
Marlene McDade proudly displays a Trump 2020 flag in her front yard along Northwest 36th Place in Cape Coral. It's nice that they gave her almost exact address.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, she got an anonymous letter from one of her neighbors asking her to take it down. It's my freedom. This is my yard, said McDade. McDade argues that taking the flag down is against her First Amendment rights. Part of the letter sent to her says, flying the Trump flag, you tell all your neighbors that you disrespect them.
I do disrespect them now.
She replies, I don't disrespect anybody in my neighborhood. I treat everybody the same, said McDade, which is all terrible.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but, you know.
Because she's a Trump supporter.
Fuck them. Fuck everybody in that neighborhood if they're going to whine about a flag.
And that's kind of the fucking, that's kind of the point. People have to understand, I don't stop them from doing what they want to do. They have no right to stop me from what I want to do in my yard. Bottom line, she thinks the letter is foolish. Quit being so negative about everything. Everyone has a right to their opinion. And I usually keep my opinion to myself, but that's my flag and it's staying. And she said, even if my neighbors wanted to put a Hillary Clinton sign or an Elizabeth Warren sign in their yard, I don't care. They can do their thing and I can do mine.
Are they really going to try to run Elizabeth Warren against Trump?
No, Hillary Clinton's going to step in.
Is she?
I mean,
they think that's going to work?
I mean, they thought it was going to work the last three times they've tried running her, so.
Right, you think at some point they'd learn. Like, Joe Biden is.
You think at some point they'd learn.
Joe Biden is an awful choice, but he's their best chance against him.
I mean, he's not, though. He's fucking terrible. He will get demolished in debates. He's fucking senile.
Yeah.
He's
got the meme economy.
I was listening to No Agenda.
Yeah.
And they were playing clips of him from the last debate.
Yeah.
And they were like, Joe Biden's he's an anachronism. Like, he uses terms that nobody fucking understands.
Yeah.
So, like, he was saying something about, they were talking about people on Wall Street and taxing. Oh, he's talking about Bernie's plan to tax the ultra wealthy.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with. Because he's like, we need to tax the top 0.1%. You know, basically you got to bring up the taxes and tax them because the super rich, they're getting away with nothing, with paying nothing. And Joe Biden's like, but the thing is, he goes on to say that, and then we can fix our government that way. Well, that's not how it's going to work. And you know, that's not how it's going to work. So Bernie says a lot of things that really like tug at the heartstrings and people agree with.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually got an idea how to implement any of it.
Of course not. The dude's like, never had a fucking job. How could he know how to do anything?
Right. But then Joe Biden replied to it and was saying that, you know, we're talking about, he's like, you're not going to do anything taxing people in Wall Street clipping coupons. And people got super mad, like, people in Wall Street don't clip coupons. So apparently clipping coupons is a fucking old term about people on Wall Street. I think it has something to do with bonds or something.
Yeah.
And it's legitimate terminology. He used it correctly and people are just like,
people are just fucking retarded.
Well, they don't know because nobody fucking says it anymore.
That's fine.
60 years later.
But if I don't know a term, maybe I like look into it and don't just instantly get mad and say he's racist.
Have you been on the internet?
I know. Ever? I'm just saying people are retarded.
That's not how it works.
Clipping coupons. He hates black people. What? How do you get from A to B there, buddy?
But anyway, that gets to this, so that, and then that kind of brings me to the whole thing, Hillary Clinton running. That's part of what Tulsi Gabbard said in her Twitter rant was, just step in and run, because it's obvious that it's you are running against me, so why not just fucking run?
Yeah.
And I heard somebody the other day, I think I posted that picture, and somebody was like, I like Tulsi, but I think her confidence in her chances are foolish. I'm like, if she's not confident in her fucking chances of doing anything, I don't want her to do it.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is the goddamn point?
Why would she waste her time if she didn't think she could fucking win?
Right. Like, I don't care if the odds are so stacked to fucking against you. You're not doing it because it's fun or whatever the fuck. Right. Or you're not doing it because you know you're going to lose. You're doing it because you think you might be able to fucking get through to people.
Yeah.
And make a difference.
Yeah.
That's why you would go and do that.
Derp.
Oh, my God. Also, people are just fucking dumb. I hate them.
So are they going to be done with all the debates and then Hillary Clinton's going to announce that she's stepping in? I mean, is that what's happening?
It would be funny. She keeps fucking talking.
Because otherwise it's going to be Elizabeth Warren against Trump, and that's going to be a shit show for them.
He's going to fucking murder her.
She's awful.
She's fucking terrible.
Like,
she doesn't say anything.
No.
She said there was a fucking one of the things during the debate, they were asking her a question. I don't remember what it was about. Something stupid. And she was like, And we have to do something about that thing.
Like, she got the clips I saw were everybody just kicking the shit out of her and her having no fucking responses.
She's never had a response. She's fucking awful.
She's the fucking worst.
She is
with her drawn on villain eyebrows.
Oh, we got to break up the fucking monopolies in Silicon Valley and blah, 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 blah. She was like one of the fucking main people behind all the TARP bills, you know, the big Wall Street bailouts.
Yeah. What a shock.
Hmm. Interesting.
Fucking idiot.
Fuck. People are dumb. I don't understand why you can look at almost any of those fucking people and go, oh, that's some, they're really good.
Cause they do whatever the news tells them. And right now the news tells them Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
The news tells them Elizabeth Warren because they were telling them Joe Biden, and even though they're trying to impeach Trump, this Turkey thing or whatever, where is it, fucking Ukraine? This Ukraine thing is really bad for fucking Biden.
Yeah.
Way worse for Biden than for Trump.
The best part is it's all turning out to be fucking true.
Yeah.
I love it.
What a shock.
Everybody's like, Trump said this with no evidence. Well, I mean, it was an accusation.
Yeah.
Other people have levied on him because...
And all he did was say, hey, I heard there was a crime there. Look into it.
Basically. Yeah, but what about his crimes?
What about him?
I mean...
What crimes?
Right.
The crimes they've been trying to fucking dig up for the past four fucking years?
Oh, my God. With all they keep coming up with nothing burgers.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like that fucking scene in Wrath of Khan where he's like, you keep killing everyone around me, but like a poor marksman, you keep missing the target. Like, everybody around him keeps going down, but he's fucking bulletproof.
Yeah, pretty much.
Run a candidate who can beat him or just fucking hunker down for 4 years because you're fucked.
I mean, they should have ran Bernie 4 years ago.
They should have ran Bernie 4 years
ago. 3 years ago.
I mean, it's too late now. He's a fucking joke now, and I think that's hilarious.
I mean, he's not even a fucking joke. He's still... whatever, but now that he's had his heart attack and
nobody likes him anymore. I think
people still fucking like him.
They do.
Aside from Trump, nobody gets money better than Bernie.
Yeah, but I think all the really hardcore people who like were one of, like the people who voted for Trump because he backed Hillary, he lost them. Yeah, like they're not coming back. Because as soon as he backed because the Bernie people hated Trump, but they fucking hated Hillary more. And when he fucking backed her, I had a lot of fucking Bernie bro Facebook friends at the time who were just like, fuck that dude. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, nominate Tulsi Gabbard.
I mean, I would vote for her.
I would too. I don't even fucking, and that's another thing that fucking irritates shit. I mean, people are like, oh, but she's like, she believes this and believes that. I'm like, Who am I going to find that is directly perfect, aligned with everything I believe in?
Right.
There's nobody. There's not a fucking human other than me.
There aren't two people on this
podcast
who align directly.
I'm not even fucking directly aligned with myself.
Yeah. Well, because you're wrong all the fucking time.
What? I mean, we're both wrong all the fucking time.
What? How dare you? I've never been wrong in my life.
Right.
Speaking of, I have an email from Eileen. It worked.
Nice.
The wire doesn't suck. Dear the loud neighbors, Trevor's face sucks.
Oh, look at that.
XOXO Eileen.
That's it.
That's all she said.
Goddamn.
It hurts. It cuts me deep. I don't know why you could say that about my face. It's beautiful.
Is it?
No, but whatever. I keep it covered with a beard most of the time, so I mean, you know, you don't have to see most of it.
Honestly.
Colin.
If I was a chick, I probably would. Probably. I mean, if I was really desperate.
I mean, right. What if I had a big blue bedspread with a creepy smiley face on it and paper cutouts like
of sharks
tacked to my walls?
Obviously,
dope. Got anything else?
Oh damn it! I should have answered that. It was Connor. We could have brought him on the air.
Oh fuck.
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Loud Neighbors podcast at theloudneighbors.com, facebook.com/theloudneighbors. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Please, please email us.
Yeah. Emails. Nobody prove you still, us. I mean, people still listen, clearly.
I mean,
they just, we don't, I don't know.
I think they all hate us.
We didn't email from Ronnie and Jake.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Ronnie and Jake.
And Matthew.
Oh, yeah. What happened to him? Oh, yeah. Oh, you. He should definitely write in an email and plug the book he apparently wrote.
Bright.
And I will read it to my five listeners.
Because I have no idea what it's about.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Write in and tell us what your book's about, and I'll plug it on the show for free.
Yep. We'll get you some sales.
Yeah. At least five.